Life as it is. This is our life as it is. Is our practice, is the awakened life. As I quoted yesterday from the Denka Roku, I was enlightened instantaneously with the universe. That's the first case. That's the translation by Kenneth Roshi. I was enlightened instantaneously with the universe. I was enlightened. This is Shakyamuni Buddha saying this. I, the universe, or the great earth and beings, simultaneously achieve the way. Simultaneously together are the way. See? This is exactly who we are. So we can say in the four practice principles, life as it is, the only teacher, the only guide, the only practice is being this life. When we're sitting, when we're practicing throughout the circumstances of life, in the midst of the circumstances, as the circumstances, that's exactly ours to embody. Right here as is. Life as is. It's not to become something else or look for something else, except to notice when our ideas and habits of mind blind us from this ordinary life. No need to use words, or let's say it differently, not much use getting caught in words, ordinary life, or life as it is, life as is. Certainly not to believe ideas that there's someone else, somewhere else, there, I have to change, become different, have some sort of special abilities in order to realize and be who I am. In fact, it's because of all the so-called special, which is caught in self-centeredness, all the thoughts that we believe that cover over who and what we are, whether so-called inside or so-called outside. We are nothing but the manifestation of this I and the great earth and all the beings awakened. We are nothing but that. And yet, we must, in order to be so, see what's called for. So, Dogen Zenji speaks in Fukan Zazengi of think non-thinking, or think not thinking as the instruction. What is this think not thinking? It's non-thinking. It's not some different place, different way, different being. It's simply the ideas and habits that we get entangled in. It's those ideas and habits being allowed, so to speak, to arise and pass without having to entangle and follow them along. That's our guidance in practice. Why is that our guidance? Because of how pernicious those following them along and using them as a basis of reactions, how pernicious that is in our life, and how strong that habit is, we discover if we just sit upright and don't follow those along. We use the word ordinary mind. Ordinary mind is the way. Ordinary mind is the mind that does not have to cling and entangle in the way the mind, the universe, arises and passes. That's why when Dogen describes his awakening, Dogen Zenji says, in Hokyoki and in various other texts, he says, what is it that this is? It's body-mind dropping off. Body-mind dropped away, depending how you translate it. Dropped away, body, mind. This doesn't mean that he becomes invisible or magical or flies off into some other realm or universe. This is right here. Right here. This is, if we use the word, just sitting. Just sitting. Just sitting, we think that just sitting means somehow the rest of the universe disappears. That's not just sitting. Neither is body, mind dropping off some sort of mystical, magical event. It's being exactly as we are. Being this moment. Being this moment. Being this moment. Which we can't help but be, and yet we could refuse, we can refuse. So our practice is to see the ways that we refuse and see what's skillful to, if I say it, to help remind us that we are refusing, to help us see the habit, the strength of the habit, not necessarily to figure out where they came from, but to discover them when they arise. So whether in the four practice principles we say caught in self-centered, holding to self-centered, it's not the arising of self-centered thinking that's in and of itself the problem. It's what we do with it. Until it isn't there, it is there. In other words, self-centered thinking arises, and it arises. When it arises, it appears, and then it disappears. However, if we don't notice it, then we all know how easy it is to believe it. How easy it is to act out of it. And then the actions cause us problems. The actions cause us problems. And then we think there are myriad things in the universe. There's that and that, and that's causing me problems. That's what I like. That's what I need to get. And what I don't like, that shouldn't appear. And if it does, I've got to become more and more upset about it, believe it, choose it. So the whole of practice is very simple. It's never to become other than as we are. Because from the beginning, we are the universe of the Buddha's awakening. We are the universe of dropped off body mind, except as we refuse to be. Of course, in the process of practice, there are various different, let me say, experiences that we have. And sometimes we cling to some because we think those are special clarity and those are special indications and special virtues. Special states of mind. There is where I truly penetrated all the troubles. Those things might occur. However, if that becomes our goal, then that's truly caught in self-centered dream. That's truly the basis of pernicious behavior. Because it privileges the so-called special and I'll even say demonizes the ordinary. Whereas our practice is being just this moment as the universe manifests this moment. And that's the point. The universe manifests as it does. So if Tore Zenji in Bodhisattva's vow says, when I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, it's the real form in any event, in any moment, in any place. And yet we find ourselves choosing moments and rejecting moments, rejecting places, or finding ourselves entangled. So part of practice is discovering what is skillful practice for me, skillful effort for me. That's why Joko emphasized the importance of noticing when we're holding to thoughts and feelings arising. Not because we have to fix them or do something with them, or not even because they're the problem, unless we're clinging to them viscerally, literally, bodily, and that's especially important because it's being just this moment, and yet it's being just this moment dropping off body, being this moment in the myriad forms that our life manifests. So we come together to sit, to practice, whether in sesshin like now or at various other times with other people who are practicing. Nevertheless, we also have to know that we are always practicing with the universe, with myriad beings who are practicing with us. Whether they're flowers springing up or weeds springing up. Whether they're flowers falling or weeds falling. Whether we like them or don't like them. And what we do with our liking and disliking is the issue. You don't have a choice with your liking and disliking, but you have a choice when you notice you're entangling in them. In fact, they're friends in practice and supports in practice if you begin to become sensitive to them. Just as we become sensitive to food of different sorts, so we go, that's too hot for me. Good, no problem with it being hot except to notice and not drink it further. Nice and cool. Don't take it away from me, I need it. So, in our life, the universe that is our life keeps offering us the practice realm of this moment. Not because we are someone special, but because we and the universe are this Buddha awakened life. We and all beings of the great earth and the Buddha are awakened together. That's what Shakyamuni Buddha says. That's what the universe says. Easy when we're doing formal zazen to right here, right now, to be, if I use the word, beginner's mind. But actually, beginner's mind is our practice throughout our life. Maizumi Roshi used to always encourage us, appreciate your life. Appreciate is being body, mind, dropped off right here as our life is. And the reality is that for most of us, it's vital to do practice, to do formal practice, to do zazen in the various forms of life, to just be right here, just be this moment, because of the strength and the, let's say, propensity of self habits and mind habits to miss just this ordinary life functioning. Not ordinary life functioning as something special, but ordinary mind way is exactly this life. If we try to go for it, then we've already added something extra and created a problem. If we think it only exists in, and you fill in where and with whom, then we've created more problems. You only meet Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Doesn't matter whether they do or don't know it. I and all beings of the great earth. All beings is everyone you meet. You can't meet anyone who isn't part of this all beings of the great earth of the attained way that Buddha says, speaks of. And yet, we're sure we know who's good and who's not. And fine, you like to be with this person and you don't want to be with that person. That person's all messed up and that person, oh, they're so kind and gentle. Wonderful. Nevertheless, we don't get to choose who shows up in the elevator when we get onto an elevator. Whoever shows up is our bodhisattva guide and support. How do we be in the elevator of life this moment that we stepped onto? How do we be in this moment of the universe that we woke up with the thoughts, feelings, reactions as is now? All of you know how their ever-changing circumstances in your life, how the dream of how your life should be and self-centered thoughts which say what is and isn't supposed to be there, how that creates trouble. And if you don't pay attention to when you feel troubled, then you'll see it right there. So always there's only this reminder that we need. Being just this moment. Life as it is, if you, so to speak, paste that on your forehead, of course you won't be able to see it on your own forehead, but paste it into your subtitles, not to do something special, but to inhabit the body, mind, universe that this moment is. Inhabiting it is dropping off body mind. Life as is dropping off life as is. Right there. The myriad forms is just right this moment. So, you are the only teacher that you truly need. And there are lots of supporting teachers in our life. But no one else can be this moment of your life. Moment, moment, moment. No one else can appreciate your life as it is, except you. accept you when you sit, and you accept you when you're driving down the road, and accept you when you're feeling grouchy, and accept you when you're happy, and accept you when you go out and it's raining too heavy, or the snow and cold are making you shiver. Accept you in the zendo when it's quiet, and accept you at the supermarket when someone else is pushing into line in front of you, and you wonder, what the hell is this jackass doing? There comes the Bodhisattva to give you an opportunity. What's skillful practice right there? Myriad Bodhisattvas appear in our life. They don't have to know their Bodhisattvas, but we get to know their Bodhisattvas in various forms to enable us to be this beginner's mind and respond as this moment. So, please make good use of this session time to appreciate your life, appreciate your Zazen, appreciate this time we have together.